Craig Fuller looks back over his first year at the helm of AOPA. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. It's coming up on a year since Craig Fuller took over as president of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Last week's AOPA summit seemed like a good time and place to get a position report. ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell starts with the most obvious question.
The first question, obviously, a year into your term at this point, how's it going?
You know, I've been real pleased. We set out at the beginning of this year to do a number of things, and as we've gotten to this aviation summit, we've accomplished a lot. I think we've brought together, in many ways, the industry leadership, the aviation community, because we all wanted to be together. We didn't want any daylight among the organizations when we go to the Capitol Hill, and we've done that. We've testified together. We shared the stage together at the very beginning of our program, and that's meant a lot. We've reached out to Congress. We've managed to help them create a caucus, General Aviation Caucus, first in the House, now in the Senate. They've been very helpful to us in dealing with security issues and, of course, this user fee issue. And now we have over 100 members of the House sending a letter to the president telling him, don't send us a tax increase, a user fee increase next year. I mean, to have them in opposition to the user fee, a proposal that we expect to see next year, have him in opposition now and expressing that now is a great thing. It's clearly been a challenging year for aviation, but I think the sense we're getting here is that people have done what they needed to do. They're looking forward to the future, and they're getting ready for a recovery. We hope it's as fast as it can be.
And we're waiting, aren't we?
We are waiting.
There's been a perception, and not just with AOPA, but with all the association, that in such trying times and with so much misinformation that's been disseminated about GA and the rest of aviation, that maybe a more aggressive approach is needed in fighting the issues that afflict us at this point. What do you say to that possibility?
Well, we did a lot of work at the beginning of the year to better understand how we could reach opinion leaders who ultimately reach the decision makers on questions around general aviation. We found we had a good base of support, but that it was thin, that we needed to do a better job educating opinion leaders on the way general aviation is used every single day by thousands of people. So we created General Aviation Serves America. We created it with kind of a small AOPA designator there, because we wanted to bring others together. And the fact is, between AOPA initial investment, the NATA support, EAA has signed on, Women in Aviation have signed on, nearly 3,000 or more people have given contributions. We've managed to raise almost $4 million this year. Much of that we've spent in advertising and in communications. It's expensive, but we thought it was a proactive way to get ahead of some of the day-to-day issues that come at us and try to persuade people that general aviation has enormous value. It's a long-term proposition. You know, the media loves to, general media loves to talk about, the issue of the day kind of thing. And if things are going well, you don't get much credit for that. But we're convinced that we can do more. And really, our colleagues at NBAA and GAMA with No Plane, No Gain, they have gone out to take the initiative. So I really think that we have had a large part in laying a foundation that's given our members of Congress who want to support us the strength and courage to stand up, to oppose user fees, to help us with some of these security requirements. And so I'm proud of what we've done. Can we do more? Yes. Have we built the beginnings of a campaign that we can grow? Yes, I believe we can. And next year's an election year, and I'm very anxious to get our members more engaged in the political process, talking to candidates. People here today heard Congressman Vern Ehlers, who's an AOPA member, a pilot, say, get to know your congressman. Meet him. Go out and meet him in town hall meetings. I think that's an important message.
And it seems the Congress people at this point are at least willing to listen for a change, especially since I think everybody is worried about their seat.
You know, I think as of election night, Tuesday night, there's a lot more anxiety about just how volatile this electorate might be next year. And I think we're going to see a lot of them paying attention to people back home. You know, all of us who work in the Washington, D.C. area do everything we can every single day to get in front of members of Congress and the staff. But we will continue to do that. However, there's enormous impact and advantage when they go home and they hear their constituents talk about how the local airport brings jobs. We've done some very interesting work, which we are going to put out next year, that shows how these small and medium-sized companies, which is where the job growth occurs first, they are always clustered around general aviation airports. And when you put this demographic up and you show people in that fact, they have to be persuaded that the investment in regional airports and general aviation airports makes sense.
We'll be back in a moment for more with AOPA President Craig Fuller. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with AOPA President Craig Fuller about the problems and opportunities facing general aviation.
Right now, you walk around the floor. There are a bunch of folks that want to do business. Obviously, it's not the economy we had even a year ago. It's tough out there. A lot of folks are suffering. The folks that are moderately innovative are finding a way to eke out a living here and there. What advice do you give to them in this industry right now as far as staying alive?
You know, I was very impressed all through this year with Jack Pelton. He had to make some very tough decisions at Cessna. But he did it every time, and every time I interacted with him, he was making decisions, tough as they were, to make sure Cessna was healthy going forward. Now, he talked about 2010 being maybe their roughest year, but he also talked about positioning Cessna so they could make a profit. He's concerned about these wonderful workers we have in this industry that are craftsmen that are the envy of the world. He wants to get them back to work as fast as he can, but to do that, he's got to maintain a successful company. He's continuing, I think, to market aggressively. I love the campaign that they're running to encourage people to think about flying and to stay involved with aviation. And so I admire that kind of leader, and there certainly are others. But the fact that Jack Pelton came here, spent a couple days with us, talked about the future, talked about next year, I think
brought a great little airplane with him, too.
He sure brought a great little airplane with him and a very nice Skyline parked outside. But I think that's the kind of commitment that this industry has. It's had its ups and downs over the year, but it has some years, but it has some great leaders. And I think they're poised for the recovery. We just hope it comes sooner rather than later.
We had a very interesting discussion with Cirrus CEO Brent Waters at NBAA, where he mentioned that if he did not have to pay the Piper each month in regards to product liability insurance, which has doubled in just a few years, he could immediately add 250 jobs for the amount of money being shoveled out right now. And as I said, on a continuously escalating curve at this point, for a long time, the industry said, well, we kind of solved this problem. Have we?
Well, I think it's solved the part of the problem that really brought the industry to its knees, and we begin to see a rebuilding. You know, I've been involved in a number of issues and campaigns with other organizations. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce comes to mind, where we have taken on the trial bar because there's no question that there are costs imposed in this country on manufacturers who are designing and building products that really are the envy of the world, and yet the liability costs put them out of reach of some of the consumers that they're designed for. I think we have to do more. I'm looking for ways to do more. It's an issue that no one association can tackle. I'm not even sure one industry can tackle, but there's got to be some further reform of our legal system, our tort system, in order to try to drive some of these costs out.
In tomorrow's conclusion of this interview, the conversation turns to the relationship between the FAA and individual pilots. That second part, by the way, is already available on our website for those who prefer not to wait. Jim Campbell is ANN's editor-in-chief. Craig Fuller is the president of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Find out more at www.aopa.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.